T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you could change 2 things about your significant other, what would they be?
So he is a smoker, and I have pretty bad asthma. So I definitely would change the fact that he smokes, because I would said I'd never date a smoker, and yet here we are, and I'm dying.
Uh-huh.
And he is also in the military, so, like, military people can fall asleep anywhere at any time, and he, like, will just be sitting there watching a movie, and he's sleeping. So those are, like, the 2 things that I would definitely change.
Yeah, those are 2 solid things. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Bree, what are the 2 things that you would change about your significant other?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So, honestly, what the last girl said was pretty spot on about smoking, because I don't smoke cigarettes either. And honestly, I would say the other thing is, like, when people are controlling. Like, he didn't want to be controlling, but he just says he likes to take control. He likes it to be, like, you know, in his court. And I'm kind of like a free spirit, so.
Mm-hmm.
I say that, too.
Is there any way to change it?
I don't think so. I mean, we've been, like, trying, like, because I will just kind of say, you know, hey, like, you don't need to, like, here's my input, whatever. So it gets better. But I feel like when you're just, like, that type of person, you just are kind of that way. I know it's not towards me. I know he's not, like,
right,
trying to, but I don't think you can change it now.
Give me an example of when that controlling thing pops up where you're like, oh, okay, well, I want some input, too. Just an everyday example.
I would probably say, well, a big thing for us was moving. Like, he would be like, well, we need this and this and that. And I would say, well, you know, how about, like, let's make it something we can afford budget-wise, too. And, like, everything, he just, it's always kind of like, nope, we're going to do this.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. So I think
that might not change, just so you know.
With the controlling gene, I feel like sometimes people are just wired that way. And so I kind of agree with you, Bree. Nate, you're up. Give us 2 things you would change about your significant other.
All right. So the first thing, oh, man, she could be a negative Nelly sometimes, which kind of irks me because I'm, like, a real positive person, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So every once in a while, like, if something doesn't go right, she just, it's just straight negative. Oh, man, well, now I guess we're not doing this, or I guess we're not doing that. And I just try to tell her, like, why don't you ever just think some positive thoughts sometimes? Then maybe things will work out a little bit better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing, I would have to say the next thing is, let's see. Well, we both love to eat food, and anytime we order out, she always makes me call, and I really hate calling every single time. Sometimes I just wish she would do it.
Right.
And I hear you.
Jan, phone aversion is a real thing. Some people do not like to get on the phone and make the call.
Huh. That's interesting.
She doesn't like to make the call or answer the door and pay for it. So it's usually me doing everything.
All right. Fair enough, Nate. Thank you. Amanda, we're asking people to fill in. If I could change 2 things about my significant other, they would be blank.
So I have one, and it would be his blindness to the dishes.
Oh, yeah.
What dishes?
Exactly.
It's a guy thing.
And have we made any progress on it, Amanda?
No. Well, that's what the dishwasher's for.
Yeah.
But they have to get into the dishwasher.
There you go. There you go.
So let me ask, you guys live together?
We do.
What happens when you just don't do them?
They just wait until I do them.
Oh, that would drive me bananas. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Sandy, if I could change 2 things about my significant other, they would be?
So these are kind of silly things, but when my husband, who I love, he's awesome, but when he is done with a napkin or paper towel, he just tosses them at the counter.
Oh, no.
Instead of throwing them up.
Yeah.
So that's pretty darn annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we are with our friends, he thinks he should just share my opinion, one that I might have given and maybe didn't want the people to know.
Right.
Oh, okay. So he speaks on your behalf and says, well, she thinks, yada, yada, yada.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one to change.
Yeah. He'll toss me under the table sometimes.
Yeah. Yes.
And I do complain, and he'll say, am I a mass murderer? Do I go out and cheat on you? Like, blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah.
But we've been together since we were 13, so... We're pretty happy.
The napkin thing, let me address the napkin thing because this is fixable. The other one, I don't think so.
Yeah.
The napkin thing, if you've ever trained a dog or helped a child learn, treats are very good. If you just give him a treat, like when he finishes that napkin and puts it in the trash, give him a treat.
I could pat him on the back and give him a little treat.
A little rub behind the ear. Maybe some gummy worms. I'm just saying.
Something.
Treats.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Let me know how it turns out. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, this is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. If I could change two things about my significant other, they would be what?
I think that I would change his lack of fight.
Okay.
I love to, like, I don't love to fight. That's crazy sounding, but when I'm fighting him with on something, he won't fight back at all. He just kind of stands there.
Are you describing him as kind of a pushover?
She's had no. I know exactly what you
mean.
What
fight are you talking about? Explain.
One woman fight.
Okay, so like, he says I want to go to this party, and I'll be like, I don't really want to go to the party, and he'll be like, well, it's my whole family, and I'm like, well, I don't care, and I don't really want to go. He'll be like, he'll just stand there and just not say anything, and just. Until I just say, okay, well, I'm not going. And then he's like, okay, and then moves on. And I'm like, hey, man, like, fight for it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's a pushover. Like, that's the problem.
I know, it's not so much, they just don't, I know what you mean.
I mean, he is a pushover. I'm not going to say he's not a pushover.
Oh, is it a pushover?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sometimes that benefits me, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
maybe you're the controlling one in the relationship.
Ooh, good one.
I mean, I am.
Oh, there you go.
I am totally 150%. But I want a little fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know the making up after a fight?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You were one of those.
So you just want to fight to do the makeup. Okay.
Like, I want you to get fired up and mad about something, and then I want to schmooze you and be like, but I don't ever have to do that. And I'm like, why don't you fight? And he's like, because you're always going to win, so what's the point?
So would you let him win?
Maybe if he tried, I guess.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Something to
think about. And then the other one is the dude can never, ever in his whole life close a bag of potato chips.
Why would you?
That would bother me.
They're not made to be closed, to be honest.
Stale chips. Yeah.
Do you have chip clips?
I do. I mean, we got them on the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. They're in the cupboards. There are everything. And I will walk by him. He'll be eating a bag of potato chips. And then 5 minutes later, I walk in the kitchen, and they're wide open on the stove. And I'm like, dude, roll it over at least.
What I'm hearing right now is true 100% Buffalo love.
I
Kiss 98.5.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. If I could change two things about my significant other, they would be blank.
How about just one?
Okay.
My husband, he farts in bed, and then he wafers the covers because he thinks it dissipates the smell.
You got to lock it in like a Dutch oven.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
I know. See, I wish you were listening.
We're proud.
So, let me ask you this. All right, so he does the cover thing, and then how quickly does the smell get to your nostrils?
Oh, it gets there before he even starts.
Oh. And
and
is it like make your eyes water kind of a smell?
It is. It sounds like you've been there and you know what I'm talking about.
Now, I
we do a lot of research,
Janet.
I don't know what to do with that. Like, what would you do? Like, what should a guy do? Should they, like, get out of bed and go fart somewhere else, or what do they do?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, because it goes on all night long.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
What is he eating?
Not every night. Not every night. Mostly after the Mexican, you know.
Yeah, you gotta
nip this in the bud. You gotta get ahead of it and control what he's eating.
I'm thinking Beano, that one, you know?
Yes, something thank like you. That. Good idea, Beano.